Senior Story, The Beautiful Scar, Chapter 4, A World Full of Night. Wayne sat alone in the elementary school's cafeteria during lunch. He didn't want to hear any more thank you prayers.
"Hey, Wayne," came a deep voice. "Mind if I sit here?"
"Oh, hey, Curtis. No, go ahead."
"I'm heading to the temporary stables after lunch at Wilson's Ranch. Want to come? I could use some help exercising the horses."
"Sure," grinned Wayne. "Anything to get away from here." Curtis had spoken privately to Jack and Lisa about helping Wayne, and they were extremely grateful. Taking a minute to thank God, they prayed earnestly that Wayne might see God's goodness in this tragedy. The Wilson's Ranch was enormous. It used to be a resort where visitors took trail rides up the mountain. Now elderly, the Wilsons gladly offered to board the 30 horses trailered there by families that had to evacuate. Wayne was loving it. Over the next few weeks, Curtis amazed him with his horse knowledge. He taught him how to get a horse to jump over rails, how to turn a scary object into a fun game, and even how to bow. This became the daily routine, and Wayne's mood improved tremendously. But when night came, as the family gathered to offer thanks, Wayne remained silent. His thoughts turned toward Scar. Where was he? Was he with Beauty? Was he even alive? Every night, Curtis also prayed, "Open Wayne's eyes to see your daily blessings, and thank you for bringing him into my life." He was growing fonder of Wayne every day. After 6 weeks, Cougar Lane, where Curtis lived, reopened. Curtis threw his arms up, shouting, "Praise the Lord!" Even Wayne laughed at the sight. "Come on, Wayne, we're going for a ride." Climbing upward, they witnessed the devastation the fire left behind. Blackened trees were now just skeletons of their former selves. The lane took a sharp turn and headed downward around a rocky bend, revealing a creek and open woodland. It looked like paradise. The high rock wall had protected the lowland from the raging fire.
"My place is about a mile past this next bend. Let's hope..." "Whoa!"
Curtis hit the brakes.
"Well, look at that. We won't be driving around that pile of boulders. Thank you, Lord!"
Curtis exclaimed as he climbed from the truck.
"For what?" snapped Wayne. "A roadblock of boulders?"
"Ha! No, no," laughed Curtis. "That the boulders didn't fall any closer to that bend. I can't see around corners, and our heads would be right through the windshield."
"Oh, I guess that's true," Wayne shuddered. They walked along in silence for a few minutes, amazed at the greenery and fresh, clean air. What a contrast from the smoke, heat, and dust that surrounded the school and its parched grounds. As they continued on, Wayne stopped for a minute, staring up at the rock wall. Something felt weird, but he couldn't figure out exactly what.
"What are you looking at?" asked Curtis.
"The wall."
"Wayne," Curtis laughed, "to each his own. I prefer the green scene on the other side of the road."
Wayne smiled. It was beautiful here. He wished he lived on this side of the mountain. Then he wouldn't have lost Scar and Beauty. Where were they? Wayne slipped back into a state of anger at God as he thought about the fire. He never noticed the meadow, the elk, or even the bald eagle fly overhead. Wayne lived in a world full of night.